Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 16th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few updates for the middle of the week, starting with iOS 12 beta. After pulling beta 7 on Monday due to performance issues when launching apps, Apple released iOS 12 developer beta 8 on Wednesday with a fix for the problem. iOS 12 public beta 6 was also released with the same build version. And Twitter has executed its API change that has forced Tweetbot and other Twitter apps to remove features or make features much worse. For example, timeline streaming in real time is no longer offered and can only be used in TweetDeck. And alerts for retweets and likes, as well as the activity and stats tab, have all been removed. Tweetbot for Apple Watch has also gone away since the app focused on showing you alerts on one screen. And timelines now refresh every 2 minutes instead of instantly, and alerts can be delayed by up to 15 minutes, even if you've already seen the DM or mentioned on Twitter. For Twitter's part, the company has only defended its position on killing its API without promising to match features in its own apps where they're still available. Earlier this year, Twitter killed off its Mac app, and its Apple Watch app has long been discontinued. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple's customers should look forward to Apple AR glasses as soon as 2020, and the long-rumored Apple Car will follow augmented reality glasses between 2023 and 2025, some years later. Kuo specializes in supply chain-sourced insight, however, so less tangible predictions like this should be taken with a car-sized grain of salt, even when coming from the reliable analyst. And on HomeKit Weekly, we take a look at four ways to control cooling during the hot summer with Siri in the Home app, including affordable smart plugs and basic fans, HomeKit ceiling fans, smart thermostats, and newly introduced HomeKit window AC units. And for Mac users today, we share a few tips for making Launchpad on macOS actually useful for launching apps, and a few other underappreciated benefits Launchpad offers. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.